This is the Sakka Murli of the 8th of September 2025. The essence, sweet children, in order to become charitable souls, perform as many good acts as possible. Become all-rounders and imbibe divine virtues. Question: by making which effort do you children become multi-millionaires? Answer: the greatest effort is to make your criminal eyes civil. Your eyes deceive you a great deal. The Father has shown you the way to make your eyes civil. Children, make your vision soul conscious. Do not see bodies. Make this practice firm: I am a soul. By making this effort, you will become multimillionaires for birth after birth. Song: have patience, O mind. Your days of happiness are about to come. Om Shanti. Who said this? Shiv Baba said it through this body. A soul without a body cannot speak. The Father too enters a body and explains to you souls, children, you no longer have any physical connections. This connection is spiritual. You souls receive this knowledge from the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul. All of you bodily beings are studying. The Father doesn't have a body of his own. He has therefore taken the support of this body for a short time. The Father now says, sit here with the faith that you are souls, that the unlimited Father is explaining to us souls. No one other than he can explain to you in this way. How would souls explain to souls? Souls need the Supreme Soul to explain to them. No one knows him. They have removed Shiva from the Trimurti. Who carries out this establishment through Brahma? Brahma is not the creator of that new world. The creator, the unlimited father of all, is only the one Shiv Baba. It is only at this time that Brahma becomes your father. He doesn't become this at any other time. There, in the golden age, you just have physical fathers. In the iron age, there are your physical fathers and the father from beyond this world. Now, at the confluence age, there are three fathers: the physical, the subtle, and the one from beyond. The Father says, no one in the land of happiness remembers me. The Father made them into the masters of the world, so why should they call out? There are no other countries there. There is only the Sun dynasty there. The Moon dynasty comes later. The Father says, children, have patience. Only a few more days remain. Make effort very well. If you don't imbibe divine virtues, your status will be destroyed. This is a huge lottery. To become a barrister, a surgeon, etc., is also a lottery. They earn a lot of money. They give directions to many. Those who study well and also teach others claim a high status. By remembering the Father, your sins will be absolved. You forget the Father again and again. Maya makes you forget to have remembrance, but she doesn't make you forget this knowledge. The Father says, in order to make progress, keep your chart to see whether you performed any sinful acts throughout the whole day. Otherwise, there will be 100-fold sin accumulated. Those who take care of this sacrificial fire are also here. Therefore, do everything with their advice. You say, whatever you feed us and wherever you make us sit. Therefore, renounce all other desires. Otherwise, sin will continue to accumulate. How can you souls become pure? Don't perform any sinful acts in this sacrificial fire. You become charitable souls here. To steal something is a sin. When Maya interferes, you are unable to stay in yoga or imbibe this knowledge. Ask your own heart, if I don't become a stick for the blind, then what am I? I too would be called blind. It is of this time that the children of Dhritarashtra, the blind king of the Kauravas, are remembered. Those people are in the kingdom of Ravan, whereas you are at the confluence age. You are going to attain happiness in the kingdom of Rama. It doesn't enter anyone's intellect how the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, gives happiness. No matter how well you explain, it doesn't sit in anyone's intellect. Only when they consider themselves to be souls can they understand this knowledge given by the Supreme Soul. Souls become something according to the efforts they make. It is remembered, whatever you remember in your final moments, dot, 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 dot. The Father says, those who remember me will attain me. Otherwise, they will come after experiencing a lot of punishment. They won't go into the Golden Age, but at the end of the Silver Age. The Golden and Silver Ages are called the Day of Brahma. It is not just Brahma alone. Brahma has many children. There is the Day of Brahmins, and then there is the Night of Brahmins. The Father has now come to change the night into the day. You Brahmins are making preparations to go into the day. The Father explains so much. The deity religion is definitely going to be established. The destruction of the Iron Age is definitely going to take place. Those who have any doubt inside them will run away. First of all, they have faith, and then they develop doubt. They die here and take birth in the old world again. They disappear. The Father's Srimad has to be followed. Baba gives you children many good points. First of all, say, you are a soul, not a body. Otherwise, the whole lottery will be lost. Although the kings and the subjects are all happy there, you still have to make effort to claim a high status. Don't think that you will go into the land of happiness anyway. No, you also have to claim a high status. You have come here to become kings. Therefore, such sensible ones are also needed. You have to do the Father's service. If you can't do spiritual service, there is also physical service. Sometimes even males conduct classes among themselves. A sister then goes and conducts class there every now and then. The tree continues to grow gradually. So many go to the centers. Nevertheless, after moving along, they disappear. By falling into vice, they feel too ashamed to go to their center. They become slack. It is as though they have become ill. The Father continues to explain everything. Keep a daily chart for yourself. There is your profit and loss account. A soul becoming pure means that he is accumulating a profit for 21 births. It is only by having remembrance of the Father that you will accumulate that and have your sins cut away. They say, O purifier Baba, come and purify us. They don't say, come and make us into the masters of the world, no. Only you children know this. Liberation and liberation and life are both pure worlds. You know that you receive the inheritance of liberation and liberation and life. Those who don't study well will come at the end. You have to go to heaven. Everyone will come at his own time. Everything is explained to you. You can't understand everything instantly. Here you have so much time to remember the Father. Tell whomever comes, first of all, consider yourself to be a soul. The Father, who is the Father of all souls, gives you this knowledge. You have to become soul conscious. Souls receive this knowledge. It is only by remembering the Father, the Supreme Soul, that your sins are absolved. He gives you this knowledge of the beginning, the middle, and the end of the world. Only by remembering the Creator will your sins be burned away. Then, by understanding this knowledge of the beginning, middle, and end of creation, you become rulers of the globe. That's all. You have to relate this knowledge to others. You also have the pictures. You should keep this knowledge in your intellects throughout the day. You are students. Many householders are also students. You have to become like lotus flowers while living at home. Brothers and sisters must never have criminal eyes for one another. You are the mouth-born creation of Brahma. In order to make your criminal eyes civil, you have to make a lot of effort. You have had that habit for half a cycle, and you therefore need to make a lot of effort to remove it. Everyone writes that the point about the criminal eyes that Baba speaks of is very strong. Our intellects are drawn again and again, and many thoughts arise. What should we do with our eyes? There is the example of Sridhas. That is just a story that they made up. He realized that his eyes were deceiving him, and so he removed them. It isn't like that now. Everyone has eyes, but it is the criminal eyes that have to be made civil. Those people think that that is impossible while living at home. The Father says, it is possible. There is a lot of income to be earned. You become multimillionaires for birth after birth. There, you don't count anything. At this time, Baba gives you the titles Padmapati, Padmavati, Mr. and Mrs. Multimillionaire. You become multimillionaires. There is no counting there. You only count when there are rupees and coins, etc. There, they only use gold and silver coins. Previously, there used to be gold and silver coins belonging to the kingdom of Ram and Sita. There is no mention of the coins of the kingdom of the Golden Age. Only Moon Dynasty coins have been seen. At first, there only used to be gold and silver coins. Copper coins emerge later. You children are now once again claiming your inheritance from the Father. Whatever customs and systems are to continue in the Golden Age, they will continue. Now, you just have to make effort for yourselves. There will be very few in the Golden Age, and they will have long lifespans. There is no untimely death there. You understand that you are conquering death. There is no mention of dying there. That is called the land of immortality, and this is called the land of death. There are no cries of distress in the land of immortality. When old people die there, they experience happiness because they know that they're going to become little babies. Here, when someone dies, they start to cry. You are receiving such good knowledge. You have to imbibe it very well, because you also have to explain it to others. When someone says to Baba that he wants to do spiritual service, Baba instantly says, "Yes, you may do that." Baba doesn't forbid anyone. However, if there isn't any of this knowledge, there is ignorance. Then, because of ignorance, a lot of disservice takes place. You have to serve very well. Only then will you win the lottery. The lottery is very grand. This is God's lottery. When you become kings and queens, your grandchildren will continue to be nourished by you. Here, everyone receives the fruit of his own actions. Some donate a lot and thereby become kings. The Father explains everything to you children. Understand everything very well and imbibe it. You also have to do service. Hundreds of people are being served. In some cases, there are people who have very good devotional feelings. When they have done a lot of devotion, they also enjoy this knowledge. You can understand everything from their faces. They become happy just by listening to everything. Those who don't understand continue to look around or sit with their eyes closed. Baba sees everything. If you don't teach others, it means that you haven't understood anything. Some listen with one ear and let it out of the other. This is the time to claim your unlimited inheritance from the unlimited Father. The more you claim from him now, the more you will receive for birth after birth and cycle after cycle. Otherwise, there will be great repentance at the end. Everyone will have visions at that time. Because you didn't study fully, you will be unable to claim a status. What will you then become? Maids, servants, or ordinary subjects? A kingdom is being established. The fruit you receive is according to what you do. Only you make effort for that new world. People make donations and perform charity for this world. That is a common thing. When they do something good, they receive good fruit for that in their next birth. Yours is a matter of 21 births. Perform as many good acts as possible. Become all-rounders. First of all, you have to become a gyani and a yogi soul. You need to be gyani, because it is the Maharatis who are invited to give lectures. Those who do all types of service definitely accumulate charity. There are the different subjects. You receive good marks for whatever type of work you do while you remain in yoga. Ask your heart, do I do service, or do I just eat and sleep? Here, this is a study and nothing else. You are becoming deities from ordinary humans, Narayan from an ordinary human being. This is the story of immortality and the story of the third eye. The stories that all human beings now go and listen to are false. No one but the Father can give you a third eye. Each of you has now received a third eye through which you know the beginning, the middle, and the end of the world. Kumars and Kumaris should go ahead in this study. You also have the pictures You can ask anyone, who is the God of the Gita? This is the main thing. There is only one God from whom you receive your inheritance of the land of liberation. And we are residents of that place. We came here to play our parts. How can we now become pure? Only the one Father is the purifier. As you children make progress, your stage will become very good. The Father continues to explain in many different ways. First of all, remember the Father so that your sins of many births are erased. Ask your heart, how much do I remember the Father? It is good to keep your chart. Make progress. Have mercy on yourselves and continue to examine your own behavior. If we continue to make mistakes, the register will be spoilt. Your behavior has to be divine in this. It is remembered, we will only eat whatever you feed us. We will only sit wherever you seat us. We will only do whatever directions you give us. Directions are definitely given through a body. Gateway to heaven. These words are very good. This is the gate to go to heaven. Acha. To you sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Papdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you spiritual children. And the essence for Dharana. 1. In order to become a charitable soul, let go of all desires and make it firm for yourself. Baba, whatever you feed us, wherever you make us sit. Don't perform any sinful acts. 2. In order to win God's lottery, keep busy in doing spiritual service. Imbibe this knowledge and inspire others to do the same. In order to claim good marks, remain in remembrance while performing every act. Blessing, may you become constantly loving and make Maya and Matter your servants. The children who are constantly loving remain constantly saved from laboring and having difficulties by being merged in love. Both matter and Maya become their servants now in front of them. This means that souls who are constantly loving become masters, and so matter and Maya do not have the courage to make constantly loving souls waste their time or thoughts on them. Matter and Maya. Every moment and every thought of theirs is for remembrance of the Father and for doing service. The praise of the stage of loving souls is that they belong to the one Father and none other, but that the Father is their world. They cannot be dependent on anyone, even in their thoughts. Slogan, become knowledgeful, and any problems will be experienced as games of entertainment. Avyak signal, now ignite the fire of love and make your yoga volcanic. In order to burn this Iron Age, Tamopradan and decayed tree, intensify with full force your volcanic yoga collectively. However, there will only be this volcanic remembrance when the link of remembrance is constantly connected. When the link repeatedly breaks, it takes time to connect it again. It also takes effort, And so instead of becoming powerful, you become weak. Om Shanti.